This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Admitting that they do it? I mean, you must be a threat if they call you out by name.
Alex Jones
is a lunatic.
I know that these are legitimate news organizations. And
at that point, somebody decides they're going to scroll past that and go find Alex Jones. Well, they were looking for him speaking with Eddie.
That man's a threat to this country.
There's a guy on the radio.
His name is Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
There's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
It's time to stop submitting to this tyranny. It's time to realize that we're being enslaved.
I heard that on Alex Jones.
InfoWars went even further.
InfoWars, it's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
Nobody can dispute the fact
that you're a rape.
InfoWars.com.
InfoWars comes to mind.
InfoWars. InfoWars.
So right now, the war is the InfoWar.
You watch InfoWars?
InfoWars!
I got a chair going.
Looking at widely reported information from InfoWars.
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 InfoWars.com.
I want freedom. That's what I want. And that's what you should want.
This is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
America is roaring back, and now is the time to invest in the future of America. We have dramatically cut taxes to make America competitive. We are eliminating burdensome regulations at a record pace. We are reforming the bureaucracy to make it lean, responsive, and accountable. And we are ensuring our laws are enforced fairly. We have the best colleges and universities in the world, and we have the best workers in the world. Energy is abundant and affordable. There has never been a better time to do business in America. We are also making historic investments in the American military because we cannot have prosperity without security. To make the world safer from rogue regimes, terrorism, and revisionist powers, we are asking our friends and allies to invest in their own defenses and to meet their financial obligations. Our common security requires everyone to contribute their fair share. My administration is proud to have led historic efforts at the United Nations Security Council and all around the world to unite all civilized nations in our campaign of maximum pressure to denuke the Korean Peninsula. We continue to call on partners to confront Iran's support for terrorists and block Iran's path to a nuclear weapon. We're also working with allies and partners to destroy jihadist terrorist organizations such as ISIS, and very successfully so. The United States is leading a very broad coalition to deny terrorists control of their territory and populations, to cut off their funding, and to discredit their wicked ideology. I am pleased to report that the coalition to defeat ISIS has retaken almost 100% of the territory once held by these killers in Iraq and Syria. There is still more fighting and work to be done and to consolidate our gains. We are committed to ensuring that Afghanistan never again becomes a safe haven for terrorists who want to commit mass murder to our civilian populations. I want to thank those nations represented here today that have joined in these crucial efforts. You are not just securing your own citizens, but saving lives and restoring hope for millions and millions of people. When it comes to terrorism, we will do whatever is necessary to protect our nation. We will defend our citizens and our borders. We are also securing our immigration system as a matter of both national and economic.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Free Republic. Out on the road for 40 days.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Round for 40 days.
Say a lot of wild things are happening is another understatement. Thank you so much for joining us on this worldwide Friday global transmission, the 26th day already of January 2018. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. I am Alex Jones, your host. Trump over-delivered again, met with all the big global CEOs yesterday, first day in Davos. Met with them publicly, met with them privately. Many of them now been interviewed. He just came in and said, how do I get you to move your businesses, your industries, your brain trust, your nanotech, your genetic engineering, your heavy manufacturing, your light manufacturing, your telecommunications? How do I get that moved? Your defense? How do I get that moved in the United States? Because the artificial restraints meant to deindustrialize the U.S. that has been the global order for 50 years is over. The United States 50 years ago was 57% of global production of all value-added goods, other than agrarian, other than farming. By the 60s, it was 50%. By the 80s, it was 40%. Now there we are at like 25, 30%, depending on the year. And that's been done artificially. We were sold off, sold out. That's what globalism is. They admitted, and they thought, these arrogant people, that they would get away with it. Yes, they created a bunch of oligopolies and monopolies and combines. Yes, they created these systems. Yes, they stole trillions. But now they wanted full control and to make everybody really poor to dictate humanity's surrender to the technocracy. That's Davos's word. They say an authoritarian world government run by technocrats. And what does Juncker call himself? Heir to the Nazi fortune that runs the EU, unelected, a technocrat. What does Lloyd Blankfein, the head of Goldman Sachs, call himself? A technocrat. What does all of these people, like Michael Bloomberg, type in Michael Bloomberg, king of the technocrats, and you'll get articles from Bloomberg saying he knows how to run your life. He's a super genius. He has supercomputers. And he's going to tell you how much salt you can have. And Bloomberg says, you're too dumb. I'm going to run your life. There it is, the great technocrat. Yeah, that's Politico. But he's been called the king of the technocrats by his own publication. These are men given NSA monopolies over data terminals because he agreed to hook them into the government starting back 40 years ago. He was given the inside track, given the contract, just like Microsoft. total deep state front group on record. And then years later, he's worth, what, $60, $70 billion? And he says, I will run your life. Go read those articles in the New York Times, the Washington Post, Politico, and Bloomberg about how, well, it sounds kind of authoritarian that he's going to run your life, but you know what? He's like Superman with jet copters, and he's so smart. He's our king. Oh, you're my king, Bloomberg. Oh, you're my king. And you run the Tavistock operation. You know, what did I tell people this whole trans movement was about? It has nothing to do with men that like to dress up like women and men that like other men. That's always going on. I'm a Christian, but I'm a libertarian. I don't sit there and cast stones. He without sin casts the first stone. I'm not judging or hating anybody. The media always lies and says that because they're the ones creating hate. But the entire modern trans movement was created by Aldous Huxley's brother, Julian Huxley, the head of UNESCO at the UN, who was the head of the World Eugenics League. And then that got embarrassing after Hitler, so he became the head of the World Transhumanist League. And he said, we're going to do it in the 60s, first by sex, saying you can flip your sex and making it a civil right. Then we're going to move in, and we're going to have so many chemicals in the food and water, people aren't going to be able to have kids. We'll have to have artificial children that aren't even really humans. They're humanoid. They're saying, oh, it's liberal. If you're gay, have two dads, or if you know, for the baby, and have a surrogate, or an artificial womb, or if you're a lesbian, have two women. Like, it's the woman thing. It's not even a human. Two women making a humanoid is not a human. Two men doing it. The genetics don't even splice. They admit that. They've grown them in test tubes. They're not Homo sapiens sapiens. It doesn't even manifest the mitochondria DNA chain or the extra chromosome. A woman and a man create a Homo sapiens sapiens. But again, then it's all about rights, see? So once you can identify as a blind person, we'll dump Drano in your eyes and taxpayers will pay for it. You identify as a woman, we'll pay to have your genitals cut off. You want to cut them off, man? I ain't paying for it. You want a nose job? I'm not paying for it. That's all logical. And now, before I get into all this other incredible news, I've got it right here in the stack today. It's on Infowars.com. It's unbelievable where people now being arrested for reportedly raping children, we knew this was coming, are saying that they identify as a child so they can have sex with your children. And they've got all these people that say, oh, I'm a 50-year-old man that identifies as a 7-year-old girl. Or I'm a Google executive, I identify as a golden dragonet, a dragon, and an ornate, beautiful building. And you go, that's total mental illness. No, it's not. When Google execs make their employees sit there in an ample feeder and say, I am a golden dragonet, you are a golden dragonet. They actually chant this. This is in the lawsuits, the documents have come out. I am an ornate building. You are an ornate building. This is cult mind control. It'd be like if I stood up and said, I am the Christ. You are the Christ. I am a holy pumpkin. You are a holy pumpkin. This is hardcore mass psychology, re-education camp, brainwashing. Man accused of sexually assaulting three young girls says he's trans age. A 38-year-old man in Chicago, just look at that guy, he's the poster boy for this type of thing in my mind, is attempting to escape punishment for sexually assaulting three young girls by claiming he's a 9-year-old trapped in an adult's body. This is where we are now as a society, from the Chicago Tribune. And then they report it with a straight face, you see. And that's what NAMBLA said 30 years ago. They wrote books that they got entrance to the UN as a non-governmental organization, an NGO. And they say, and it goes back to B.F. Skinner, and it goes back to Julian Huxley. It goes back to all of them saying that this is how we're going to break down the family and break down society, is creating a social welfare system where we can then basically grow these different artificial political groups, totally drug people out, whack them out, and then say you have to let them identify and then protect them and then pay for them basically as a captured group of mental patients. And then when they want to go out and abuse children, it's going to be okay because it's how they identify. And NAMBLA is trying to get the UN and other governments, and some European countries are lowering the age down to 13 for consent, where if an adult wants to come to your door and knock on the door, and your seven-year-old says, I want to go with this man and have sex, they have a right to. The left in California is trying to pass laws. First, it's, oh, let your 10-year-old get vaccinated. They've passed laws. Parents are like, no, you can't. Well, I have a right. You hear about this emancipation of children. This whole movement is about them going into the hands of the state. The whole thing is pushed to do that. It's the cult. It's the program. It's the operation. And then they're reporting it. They're going, well, we met, let him go. And so the new thing is, you catch somebody crawling up through your daughter or your son's window and dragging them out to put them in that van, and they're going to say, sorry, they're going to go free because they identified as a child and they're allowed to have sex with your child. That's what it's all about. Pure evil.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up, call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We're going to be covering the latest amazing developments in Switzerland, atop the mountain at Davos, with President Trump saying America has come roaring back, which is true, and much more. That video in a moment. But first, man accused of sexually assaulting three-year-old girls says he's trans age. Then you read the Chicago Tribune, it's worse. He admits to sexually assaulting a 6- and 8-year-old girl, but said that he identifies as a child trapped in a 9-year-old's body. This isn't like the Hollywood movies that are comedies like Big. This is the real deal. And that ties into the big fashion they're pushing now. CNN promotes cuckoldry as positive for modern relationships, but only for the woman to have sex in front of you with another man. You don't do that to the woman, that's a form of domination. But men need to do it. CNN says that's great. Just a total assault on relationships, on families. I mean, some people are confident enough to do stuff like that. But most people, it ends in a divorce or a breakup. And anybody that's done any research will tell you that. But, oh, the women's health magazines and everything. And CNN, they show go right out and do that with your husband. Let a bunch of guys line up and gangbang you right in front of him, and he's going to really love you. No, you're going to get a divorce, which is just what the old saboteurs want. And what they want, they get. Remember, they got your children in the public schools. And a shock video is coming up next segment. Google Home censors Jesus Christ. People thought last year whenever Steve Crowder did it, oh, maybe it was just a fluke, saying, no, he's a fictional character and, you know, other recordings saying he's a bad guy. Well, now Google just says he doesn't exist, period, will not respond to the name Jesus Christ. So we have new video. That's a Kellen DeBring article up on Infowars.com. Shock video, Google Home censors Jesus Christ. Just can't even be discussed. But Muhammad and Buddha and everybody else is A-OK. Oprah Winfrey came out and said she couldn't run for president. It's not in her DNA. Yeah, I say women reporting that you bring women to Weinstein. You have hundreds of witnesses saying he rapes women. And then you got pictures of you sticking your tongue in his ear. Your whole sordid past, Cupcake. You know, give me a break. And look, if Yoko Ono wants to talk about her 2-year sexual relationship with Hillary Clinton, she's being honest. And if you want to talk about your sexual relationship with Harvey Weinstein and with the Clintons, reportedly, that's just reported, I've heard that, then, lady, it's okay to be a single woman or whatever out doing this stuff. But see, oh, like Trump said, I know Oprah, don't think she's going to be running for president, started laughing. And that leads me to the next article that I'm going to get to coming up. Oh, my gosh, CNN's got a new poll. They've got a new little thing that they've invented. And that's that, oh, Bernie Sanders, white people don't know what it's like to be poor, but I know how to loot colleges, have a whole bunch of million-dollar houses, and it's what, 6 different 100,000-dollar cars. I like the fanciest Audis, but I hate capitalism. Do my smartphone, $3,000 suit. Sorry. I love sucking countries dry. They say he beat Trump, and so would Biden, and so would Elizabeth Warren and the Easter Bunny. Those are the same people that told us Hillary was going to win by 15, 20 points, and admittedly oversample. You are fake news, very fake news. And, of course, the president, also we have that clip coming up, when asked in Davos about whether or not he thought about firing Mueller when Mueller is absolutely a floundering joke, He said, typical New York Times fake news. Totally fake. Someone talked to a lawyer that says they heard Trump talk about firing him. And then that's not even true. And I know the people that have talked to Trump about it. He's disagreed with them. That's one of the things Roger Stone's so far been wrong about. I hope he stays wrong because he might end up being right. You know, he's told Trump, fire him, it's a fraud, he's going into your private finances. You know, Rosenstein's a Democratic operative, so's McCabe, get rid of them all, it's a cabal, and it's all come out. He's right about that. But the problem is that then it's the perception, especially when Mueller's destroying himself, you don't interrupt your enemy when they're destroying themselves. So Trump all along has said, no, I've done anything, I could care less, the guy's a joke, he'll hang himself with his own, you know, behavior. Trump never said that. But again, that's more fake news to act like he's scared of Mueller to prop that up. And now the media is saying it's conspiracy theories when senators read the texts that are public. Oh, and that we're going to get somebody killed if we keep reading them. So that means they're going to gear up a false flag, in my view. But right now, let's go to a few minutes. I'm going to play more of it coming up. President Trump saying America is coming roaring back, just like he said he would do. I'm going to cheerlead for America. I'm going to get all these CEOs to move stuff back to the U.S., and the media sputtered. Oh, he's going to be a globalist. He sold out. All you Alex Jones idiots. No, he didn't, scumbags. We know you're a pack of liars. And that's why you hate us. That's why you hate Trump.
America is roaring back. And now is the time to invest in the future of America. We have dramatically cut taxes to make America competitive. We are eliminating burdensome regulations at a record pace. We are reforming the bureaucracy to make it lean, responsive, and accountable, and we are ensuring our laws are enforced fairly. We have the best colleges and universities in the world, and we have the best workers in the world. Energy is abundant and affordable. There has never been a better time to do business in America. We are also making historic investments in the American military because we cannot have prosperity without security. To make the world safer from rogue regimes, terrorism, and revisionist powers, we are asking our friends and allies to invest in their own defenses and to meet their financial obligations. Our common security.
Thank you. In other words, America is back. Move, bitch! Get out the way! Get out the way! Get out the way! And that's the globalists suppressing us. China with lower taxes than us. That is a internal tariff on our country that our Congress and the Democrat and Republican parties put in as a down payment to the Communist Chinese Party to let them move jobs over there and then sit on the boards of those companies getting massive amounts of money. Trillions of dollars in the last 30, 40 years out of China to the people that sold our country's industrial base out to that communist authoritarian country at the expense of their own people and the American worker. Not free flow, not some factories, not some jobs, not building up China to have them as a trading partner. No, all one-sided, one way. That's how you bring America to heel. That's how the globalists sat around in their boardrooms decades and decades ago, and they all wrote books about it like you were idiots. We're going to create global government. We're going to create more independent, more interdependence, more trilateral systems. That's not unilateral. It's not bilateral between two countries. It's trilateral, meaning two countries and a multinational corporate group that's secret that makes the decisions. Trilateral. Your countries make agreements and pass their powers into Davos, into the WTO, into the IMF, into the World Bank, into the TPP. No, no, no. No, no, no. You will be destroyed, EU. TPP. More straight ahead. Out
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Later in the broadcast, I'm going to air all of Trump's very important 16-minute speech that he gave today at Davos. So that is going to be coming up, and the media is already spinning it. Oh, look, Trump's selling out his patriot constituents He's saying that he would renegotiate and look at renegotiating TPP. Trump said exactly that during the campaign. He said it's secret. It's trilateral, meaning governments get together and waive their rights into some secretive group. The pieces of it we've seen are horrible deals. I'm all about business deals with other nations and having agreements with those nations once we all bilaterally or unilaterally work it out. Trump today, president says U.S. is open for business and says joining TPP is possible. And again, they're spinning that like he sold us out. Just like they said a month ago, 3 weeks ago, oh, he's selling us out on DACA. He's going to let chain migration happen. He's going to let people that just got here stay. And then he didn't go with that because that's what they tried. And then he says again at Davos, I'll look at 800,000 to 1.8 million people that have proven they've been here for decades, aren't criminals, contributors. Absolutely, we're not going to kick you out. But we're going to end all this illegal immigration after that. And we're going to end just bringing people in and chain migration and bringing in their whole families. And we're going to deport the people that are frauds. That's always been what he said. The media would misrepresent what he said to make it look extreme and racist and everything else. I am on the air every day. I play the clips. I live this. I watch it. You can go pull up the clips. And that's what was so frustrating is, if anything, Trump was almost too liberal on immigration. He just had things like the wall to signify sovereignty and that we're allowed to exist. And he pointed out there's a lot of crime coming in out of Latin America, which is true. The media seized on that, and it boomeranged around, and some reactionary nationalists got on Trump's bandwagon even more. But I'm digressing. He hasn't let us down yet. And he's right there at Davos negotiating to get those companies here, and Apple just announced $350 billion. But still, they go into high gear with more fake news and say that he wanted to fire Robert Mueller, not from his lawyer, not from the lawyer's assistant, but somebody that supposedly talked to the lawyer. I mean, I could say I talked to somebody that talked to a woman in the Oval Office, and three nights ago, Donald Trump raped a woman and then brought a wood chipper in and put her body into a wood chipper. And then put the chunks of meat into a blender and blended it up. And then like Tuck Butford, with the whole Stephen Colbert show, rubbed blood all over him. And then with the New York Times run with that, Alex Jones talked to somebody who claims anonymously that they heard that Trump's murdering women inside the White House. And so Trump's response was, well, here's his response claiming that he was going to fire Mueller.
Thank you. Excuse me.
Mr. President, did you order Mueller fired?
I'll ask you about that. Did you fire Robert Mueller? Fake news, folks. Fake news.
What's your message?
Typical New York Times fake stories.
Mr. Trump.
The message is peace and prosperity. That's what we have. We have a tremendous crowd, and a crowd like they've never had before.
Yeah, so Trump shows up in Davos, and suddenly it's not a failure, it's a winner, but it's now an engine promoting nation states' sovereignty, and the unelected head of the EU, Juncker, who I know, a little birdie told me, when Trump talked to Juncker, Trump's going to say, well, you said I'd fail in a year and America would never come back, and by the way, you're not elected, so I guess the people of Europe can't fire you, and that's why Juncker didn't show up, because he knew that Trump was going to get in his face. But guess who did show up? And the audio is on InfoWars.com. It was Bloomberg Radio. George Soros showed up and said that Trump is going to destroy the world. Trump administration, a danger to the world, could destroy it. And that he and Kim Jong-un are two peas in a pod. No, it was the Clintons and others that armed Kim Jong-un and gave them the reactors, and people like you. And he goes on to say, he thinks that he'll be able to remove Trump before the 2020 election, and that Trump wants to establish a mafia state. No, that's what you want to establish, is authoritarian systems. You're the one running around trying to shut down free press. You're the one in WikiLeaks with it all admitted. Soros, the snake, Soros-san? What is it, Soros or Sauron? I just keep getting his name confused because he's just like those other people out of the mythical evil. But then meanwhile, we have reports like this one. Shocking video shows migrants tortured in Libya. And every week I see new videos of women being sold at slave auctions up on the slave blocks and men being sold. And we've got videos that CNN, you know, doesn't air. We've aired them. The military sent us of them chopping up the black men and then the Muslim men, the Arabic men, making other ones eat it before they execute them, believing it will send them to hell. Now, these are people from Saharan Africa, but most of them aren't Muslims. And under the Quran, blacks are not seen as human. They're called horrible names in the Quran that I won't quote here, but it has to do with raisins and their heads. And then they get captured by the slavers, and they admit that in the piece, down in Sudan. They're mainly Christians out of Sudan that get harvested and grabbed, because the Christians only have a small area. They used to have all of Sudan, but they've been pushed all the way down into the south there. And the Muslims come in and harvest them, bring them up, and then sell them into slavery. And they say, this is a good young boy here. And he's like a 20-year-old man. He'll do good as a tractor in your date fields. And they get shipped all over the Muslim world because it's still legal in those countries. They have harems of slave women, and they have harems of slave men. And that's what an elitist Arab does, is he has black slaves. Okay? And so they're sold, and nowhere in these reports do they say Hillary helped overthrow Libya. Nowhere in these reports do they say Obama lured Gaddafi in to sell the country out and to let them invade and take over. Nowhere do they point out, this is, I came, we saw, he died. No, nowhere in the London Telegraph or even the International Business Times will they point out that it's Muslims selling men, women, and children, including little girls, into sex slavery. See, that's too much. They won't even show you that on the news, but it's in some of the newspapers. One report was a little girl was raped over 100 men until she died. But see, they show you the men. And they do this to confuse people because they call it migrants. So Europe will then take in the men. But you look at the videos, they're almost all Arab military-age men invading, 80% according to Interpol. So what they do is they bring in the Muslims. They let them take over the radical jihadis. They enslave the Africans. They sell them into slavery at all different levels. Some of them have their organs taken and are killed. Others are put on slave plantations. Others are sold into sex slavery. And then they only show, CNN's very precise in their operations. Remember, they backed the Arab Spring. They backed the takeover of Libya that caused this. Anderson Cooper, the blood's all in his hands, celebrating it, saying how great it was in Egypt as well. So how the shake and bake works, how the formula works, where they come in, they destabilize, they then start the slave trade up again, which the Arabs taught Europe how to do, taught the Spanish others how to do. Because when we kicked the Muslims out of Spain, you know, they didn't go far enough. They go, hey, slave trade, let's do this. They taught us how. It's all set up. And the transatlantic slave trade started 600 years ago once the Muslims were kicked out. So they taught us how. And then that's going on and unfolding. But then they go, oh, my God, look at all these poor men. They're migrants. They're slaves in Libya. They never say it's Muslims. And a lot of them are Muslims. And then they bring them into Europe as poor babies, but they don't even bring in the guys that are actual slaves. They get sent off in boats the other direction towards the Middle East. They just bring across on the Zodiac boats paid for by Soros, the military-aged men, to then invade Europe. So it's a great operation. Works really well.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Hey, guys, pardon the advertising interruption to your radio program. Do yourself a favor and please listen carefully. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or other male prescriptions in the last few years, you need to hear about Noxetril, the super pill that will transform your sex life forever. You see, Noxetril has been formulated and developed in U.S. FDA labs, and it's the real deal. Noxetril works, period. Strong results that increase blood flow fast. And best of all, there are no side effects like prescription meds. After years of research, the developers of Noxetril got it right. This remarkable pill is off the charts. Right now, we encourage you to take advantage of our incredible free bottle offer. So what are you waiting for? Noxetril. It's that good.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-993-2380. That's 800-993-2380. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-993-2380. 800-993-2380.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
GCN Radio Network.
John the Revelator put it in a little bit. Take him up to the highest side. Take him up to the top where the mountains stop. There's his book of lies. John the Revelator, he's a spoon.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back live. We're going to have some surprise guests here in a moment. Milo Yiannopoulos is joining us next hour. And then the former board member of Davos, Ted Malik, will be breaking down the latest that's happening in front of everybody, but also behind the scenes from his contacts. Before we go any further here, if you just joined us, last segment I covered the fact that the Islamic Caliphate Wahhabist invasion into Syria, into Egypt, into Libya that Obama and Hillary backed has now relaunched the African slave trade that has not gone on in over 100 years in Libya. and CNN will show you the people being sold as slaves, but not tell you who's doing it. It's incredible. Then two Christians, albeit very weird and probably committed a bunch of crimes, they look guilty, you know, get caught with all these kids in their house chained up, and they go, they're Christians. But when the Muslims do this, nobody covers it. And that's wrong. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have breaking news here exclusively. Right before I went on air, I got off the phone with an individual who clearly, in my research and view, in my opinion, has been targeted by the deep state. I personally have been targeted by the operations of these systems. And so Steven Seagal joins us right now with an exclusive response to the queen of fake news and yellow journalism, Megyn Kelly, and the pieces that she has been putting out. It's one of the top stories in the country. And his lawyer also joins us, Anthony Falangetti. So thank you so much for joining us. Gentlemen, whoever would like to speak first can, and you guys have the floor.
Well, thank you, Alex. This is Anthony Falangetti, and we appreciate the time to be able to come on your show and clear the air against these false accusations. And they are false. You know, this woman has come out now again on Megyn Kelly's show to air these completely fictitious and made-up accusations about Mr. Seagal. And it's time for us to really go through what she's claiming, this fake story of hers, and start exposing that it's just a great big lie, and there's nothing more to it than that. A washed-up 40-year-old-plus supposed actress with not a credit to her name now is looking for her last chance, basically, to be relevant in an industry that she's had no history in. And that's what this is really about. She wants 15 minutes of fame. And that's why she's come out. That's why she's gone public. That's why she filed a police report for accusations, frankly, some 20-some-odd years ago, well outside the statute of limitations, all the while knowing that no prosecution can come of it. So why does she do it? She wants a desperate hope to be relevant again, a desperate hope to get 15 minutes of publicity. And that's what this has been. That's what this has been about from the get-go.
Again, that's the lawyer for Mr. Seagal, Anthony Falangetti. All I know, Anthony, and of course we'll get Stephen to pop in here live anytime he wants to, is that Lisa Bloom, it's come out in the news, even The Hill and the Associated Press and others have called it dark money, taints women's accusations, and reportedly now we learn that women have been offered by other lawyers and people millions of dollars to say things about President Trump, hundreds of thousands of dollars by Bloom. There it is. Lisa Bloom's infusion of dark money into world of sexual assault is a tragedy. That's The Hill. It's a pretty liberal publication. And what do you think, just in general, this whole movement is about, Steven Seagal? And would you like to repeat any of the things you told me this morning or last night?
Well, I mean, what you're really saying is that Lisa Bloom has paid women to lie about phony sexual assault. And, you know, we have strong reason to believe that this is happening again. We are investigating them, and we are getting on to something very special. You know, it just is interesting to me, like what you were saying about Megyn Kelly. Apparently, the first show was getting 6 million people that went down to 2 million. She got fired. Then she got the magazine show. She got fired off of that. And from what I'm hearing, this show is dwindling and probably will end soon. So it's sort of a desperate attempt for her to try to come up with something to crucify people. She doesn't care if they're innocent or not, in my opinion, just so that she can get her ratings up. The thing that I find interesting is this woman is saying she was in my movie. There's no record of her being in my movie. She doesn't have a credit. We've looked through the movie. She's not in the movie. She says she came to my home in Beverly Hills. Guess what? I didn't have a home in Beverly Hills. So she gets the city wrong. Then Megan says, well, is there anything you remember about the home? There was a table. Yeah. What do you think about that, Anthony, that there was a table there? I mean, you know what I mean?
Yes, Alex.
Yes, Anthony.
You know, I've been practicing criminal law for over 22 years, and I started off as a prosecutor in L.A. County, which I did for more than a decade. And when you do it as long as I have, you learn something about reading people's story, about reading their demeanor. And one of those things is truth lies in the details. And this woman's story, whether it's the one in print or whether it's the one that she gave to Megyn Kelly, the bottom line is it's bereft of any legitimate details. There's nothing genuine about it. And the lack of details shows that it's not authentic. Oh, what do you remember about his house? A table? That you're that insightful that you remember a table? And look at it, and a picture of his then-wife, another actress, Kelly LeBrock, that's not anything newsworthy. Everybody knew about that. So it's not like this woman has offered up any single detail about the outside of this house, about the inside of the house, or even about the actual accusations. Nothing rings true.
Anthony Fallon, Jetty, I should also add, I mean, I've seen you in famous high-profile cases when you were a prosecutor, and I probably should have asked that question. I mean, as a former star prosecutor, so many of these stories, there's just nothing there, and it's always 10, 20, 25, 30 years ago, and then in so many cases, it does turn out to be a false, and then the media just gives it total attention like it's absolutely real. There's no standards of justice, no standard of proof, no standard of anything, and then whoever's been accused is supposed to be destroyed, their family's destroyed, they're supposed to be fired, they're supposed to be ruined, they're supposed to basically go commit suicide, and then the media, I mean, clearly has got some type of major agenda here.
Well, one of the difficult
things, Alex, is the agenda.
So I was just going to say, Alex, one of the most difficult things is that these stories come out. They come out in the media, and as you said, there's no burden of proof. There's no professional ethic that guides the reporting or the detail of these stories. There's no constitutional protections in the media for people who are accused. And obviously what happens is somebody has carte blanche to wheel out these claims. They're not subject to actual critical questions. And the damage to a man like Steven Seagal is done without repair, without him having any form to bounce back or really to get his side of the story out in the same fair manner. Oh, and of course, then when it comes out, when the truth finally does come out, then the press slowly drifts away and acts like the false accusations never happened. And it doesn't really provide justice to the accused in any way. And as I said, this woman, as long as I have been doing this, you know, this is important to remember when somebody is victimized the way she claims to be. When they're victimized, even 23 years later, they're going to remember real, genuine, and specific details, which she doesn't. Even when she describes the event, it completely lacks any details. She doesn't even claim that she said no to the advances, which tells you that she's desperately trying to fabricate a story that in some way will draw to the appeal of people. And now she's suddenly come out today with some claim that, oh, he was being aggressive. When accusations like this are so vague, my meter of dishonesty rings through the roof, because vagary like that is the telltale sign that someone's not being truthful.
So you're saying, as a former top prosecutor, star prosecutor, that this is classic embellishment. Like, who knows if the original story's true and has problems, but now it's getting wilder. Maybe there were two guys there, five guys. I'm not talking about her case, but just randomly things begin to change, sends up red flags. We got a 2-minute break, gentlemen. We're going to come right back and hear from Steven Seagal on the other side, exclusively here with his lawyer, giving you the response to this big top news story here in the U.S.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
recommend everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.